In 2019, I will be more mindful, contemplative, grateful, and kind. Mindfulness? Hitting a tennis ball, I watch the ball all the way to the racket. Could I be as mindful in everything? Be as wholly present washing dishes or watering vegetables? Contemplation is good, both for itself and for its results, although best when I don't think about results. When I just stop for a moment, stop doing, saying, planning, resenting, and just be. That creates space for an insight, a memory, even a poem to wander in, or frees me to hear what's crying out for change inside or around me. Gratitude matters. Despite the current slew of studies and books telling us it's good for us, in 2019, I'll be more grateful, even blessed, without having to know by whom or by what. So much demands my gratitude. I am grateful for, well, above all, my wife. I lack space to list all that we share and laugh about, and all that she teaches me every day. I am grateful for the Oregon Mountains, especially snow-capped and sunset-reddened, Congresswoman Socille Torres-Small, great coffee houses and other local businesses we should support. The more tolerant spirit I hope to feel among us, perhaps because we're seeing so clearly where hyper-partisanship leads. The surprising courtesy Las Cruces drivers extend to us as we bicycle. KTAL 101.5 FM, Las Cruces Community Radio, and KRWG. Our deep well of talented artists, poets, and musicians. Our community, people who read and respond to these columns. My invigorating poetry workshop. Bob Diven, Mark Medoff, and J. Paul Taylor, 98. The growers and craftspeople at the farmers market, Camp Hope, our local theater groups, movies at the Fountain Theater and the Las Cruces Symphony, good health, and the abandoned Doña Ana County Courthouse, haunted by memories of this long-haired young newspaper reporter. With its adobe walls, it looked great in this week's snow. Also for Arturo Flores, 100 years old, a World War II vet and courageous labor leader. I was going to say that, then he died this week. But still, I'm grateful that we had him with us for so long and that he influenced so many. I'm also grateful for a sense of wonder, which children like great-grandson Teddy and snow restore to me when I misplace it. I'm even grateful to Bear, our esteemed cat, who usurps my chair, leaving me just a tiny portion of the seat, forcing me to sit up straight as I say this. Happy New Year.